So continuing our discussion on the 3 weeks, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that one must not get married during the 3 weeks, the minhag Ashkenaz of not getting married during the 3 weeks, from Yud Zayin Tammuz until Tisha B'Av. We discussed previously a machlokes Rav Moshe Feinstein versus Rav Soloveitchik on whether at least b'di'eved, or whether one could get married the night of Shivas Obatamas. Rav Moshe Feinstein in a certain scenario seems to be lenient, that the night before you could get married. Perhaps it's a fundamental issue that the 3 weeks don't begin to the next morning, or some other technical reasons why. And Rav Soloveitchik is strict that one cannot get married even the night of Yud Zayin Tammuz. So that's pretty clear regarding weddings. And the minhag is, I don't know among Sephardim, but clearly the minhag among Ashkenaz is there are no weddings during this time period. And even in the Shulchan Aruch regarding engagement, the Shulchan Aruch writes that one may get engaged to a woman even on Tisha B'Av itself, because the concern is that if you don't do it, someone else is going to get there first, and therefore you won't be able to marry her. However, the Shulchan Aruch says we shouldn't have a festive meal on the betrothal, on the engagement, during the 9 days. And that's the general issue in terms of, and most don't have weddings, but in terms of betrothal, yes. However, a more pragmatic question that comes up all the time, what about listening to music and dancing? So, listening to music, to understand that, we just have to go back a step and understand, what about listening to music all year round before we get into the 3 weeks? And we'll see, it might be similar to the Sfira period. If anything, it's similar in the, it's stricter. In other words, if it's prohibited during the Sfira, then it's likely it's prohibited during the 3 weeks, because as the post can point out, that the 3 weeks is, according to everybody, it's the Churban Habayis, Churban HaYushalayim. It's a sad time. It's not a time of excessive joy. In fact, you should minimize the joy. However, the Sfiras Omer is a little enigma. Biblically speaking, it was a very happy time. It was the time in between Pesach and Matan Torah. So therefore, on one hand, it was a very happy time, but different events happened later on. Most notably, Rabbi Akiva's students passing away. And therefore, we have some Minhagi Avela. So there are similarities, especially according to Rav Soloveitchik. If Soloveitchik, I believe, holds the Sfiras Omer, is also the din of the 3 weeks. It has the din of Yud Beis Chodesh. And therefore, in that sense, it's, you know, there are some similarities. But in general, definitely Al Pi Machshava, that definitely the 3 weeks is a whole different period. It's a whole focus of mourning and Avelas and Siman Priniyas over the Churban Habayis. So in general rule, we don't, that the Shulchan Aruch is going to tell me that you can't listen to music during Sfira during the 3 weeks, because the Shulchan Aruch already tells me all year round it's a problem. Based on a Gemara in the beginning of Gittin and Dav Zayin, the Mishnah in Sota, Memches Amin Aleph, talks about that when the Sanhedrin stopped functioning, so they closed up all the music places at the banquet halls. So the way the Rambam warns the Gemara, the Rambam warns Kipshuto, that basically he's very strict in terms of it's also to listen to music all year round. Of course, you know, Sudas Mitzvah, it's different, but as a general rule, you can't listen to music. And the opinion of the Bali Tosas, and they learn, is much more lenient, that the Isser is music and wine together. And then to get into a further dispute, music and wine together, does that mean just music and wine? What if I'm having a full meal and I'm having wine? In fact, It was an interesting case of, you know, many years ago, you know, you go to these comedy halls or places or restaurants, you have comedians, so people come, you know, they're playing music and they're drinking. So some want to say, well, at least, well, if it's Motzai Shabbos or it's a Malava Malka, so maybe you could argue it's a Suda's Mitzvah. But either way, in general, it's a simple reading of the Gemara in Gin, that that's many things that's Churban HaBayis, we didn't do. Some things were too much to accept and we never took it upon ourselves. And one another over there is a discussion on music, and that's what the Rabbam codifies, and the Bali Tosis is more lenient. Following the opinion of the Rambam, as usual, the Shulchan Aruch records these Gemaras and the Rambam as normative halacha, and the other basis, unless it's Sarach Mitzvah, one is prohibited to listen to music all year round. And however, the Ramah, he seems to go more with the Bali Tosfos. He says, one who only occasionally listens to music may do so as it's not in the context of a meal, you know, in terms of having it with food. So, you know, kind of like working with the Bali Tosfos. So if really we're saying it's usher according to the Mechaber and the Ramah has a little leniency, yet the Minhag Yisrael is most people do listen to music. So really the only thing I've found, I've seen some posts can bring down that maybe it's a mental health issue. The only heter is, and not, you know, we live in the time of Golus and a lot of suffering, tragedies. Again, I don't think they're saying clinically that you're going into depression, but since it's a health issue, so that they permit music all year round. So that seems to be a machokes, how much, if any, music is permitted. The Machaber says no, and the Ramah is a little more lenient. So therefore, what's the question during the 3 weeks? Three weeks of Sphira, like, you can't listen to music all year round. So, again, so that's what Ramosha writes. Ramosha Feinstein is very machbid on this. And he says, I hold it's us to listen to music all year round. But even according to you guys, who are Mako like the Ramah, and listen to music, but at least during the 3 weeks, have enough sense not to listen to music, Zeichel Lachor, and therefore Ramosha, even recognizing that he's in the minority in terms of people not listening to music, but he thinks everyone should listen to me during the 3 weeks. Others say, well, we don't paskin like that all year round. Why should we make a difference during the 3 weeks of Sfira? The Aruch HaShulchan, he makes an extension. The Shulchan Aruch talks about, the Magen Avraham writes that one must not gauge in dancing during Sfira. So obviously, as we said, if it's during Sfira, and who had din during anything that applies during Sfira should apply during the 3 weeks as well. So one should not dance during Sfira. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. And the Aruch HaShulchan takes it to the next step, he says, which is questionable. He says, well, if it's usher to dance during Sfira / 3 weeks, then Kal Vachomer, it's usher to listen to music. And he goes, you know, basically he's going out and lying like Ramosha. However, you know, one may argue with those, we'll see, that dancing is worse than music. Dancing, your whole body, but that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is very strict about not listening to music at all during Sfira or the 3 weeks. You have the opinion of the Oz Nibiru of Silver, is there a difference in terms of now, so that's music, what about the fact that today, that we have so it gets into what type of music. So is it any type of music? So Rav Moshe is machped against any music. Others make a distinction whether the type, like a cappella, we call it, that it depends, it goes by the original, that whatever the original sound says, if it's just the voices, it counts as the voices, and therefore you could be more lenient. Others say no, but once it's on a MP3, a CD, so it's considered like a kweezemer. So you have different opinions in terms of how far, if you assume music is prohibited, how much, you know, whether you, how much of a distinction do you make because in charge of recorded music or not. And others point out, I think Rav Shlomo Zalman, but Rav Pinchas Weinberg, others, that perhaps it's only since the original answers, the original prohibition was, we said, if dancing, so maybe only music does lead you to dancing. So that's a discussion, again, in terms of the parameters. And there's a, as we said, that's a further discussion in terms of the differences whether recording recorded music or not recorded music, whether it makes a difference. You had the opinions of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is against music, and he says the status of music depends on its original, in terms of whatever its original is, that's what it's called now. The others who are strict and say it doesn't make a difference, and probably the most lenient opinion I heard, he said it by Svira, but again by the 3 weeks before Machmer, Rav Mordechai Wilg, one of my Rebbeim at YU and Morish HaKollel, but he's one of the Rosh Yeshivas at YU, he points out that that the Aruch HaShulchan is a big chiddush. He extends, the Moed Magen Avraham brings down dancing. It's Aruch HaShulchan who extends it to music. See, today he doesn't think that everyone listens to music all the time. Music is less than dancing, and therefore, strictly speaking, maybe there's no prohibition of listening to this type of music. You know, nevertheless, you know, during the 3 weeks, we're looking Zman Avela, Zman Prinyas, you know, one should do things consistent with the time period they're in. So basically you have the prohibition of music all year round. Machokas Rambam Tosfis, the Machaba Ramah. And then you have those like Ramosho is Machmor all year round, but he says even you during the 3 weeks. So the Minhag Yisrael, even though some of my Ikaret in the real is no difference, but the Minhag Yisrael seems to be that during the 3 weeks we refrain from listening to music. How far do you go? Do you just go from live music and concerts, or to some extent even to recorded MP3s and CDs, which many are makbet. Those who are mako with this voices, a cappella, but not with the music. Some during the 3 weeks, and not the 9 days. Different minhagim, but the purpose is, you know, and doing. If you're listening to background music, you have no control, that's not an issue. Or definitely for health issues, if you're listening to music when you're working out or therapeutic reasons, so you're not listening to it, you're basically listening to music for the sake of simcha. Obviously, if you're depressed and really depressed and you need it, that's something else. You're driving on the road back from the Catskills or anywhere and you're falling asleep, and music will keep you up. You have a chiyuv to listen to music or anything else that would keep you awake. Those are for refuah and safety. The main issue is the kavanah is with simcha, you know, stemming from dancing and that. And one other minig we have during the 3 weeks is the minig of not making shechiyano during this time period. The Mechaber writes, Tov Lizahir. It's best not to make a shechiyano during this time period. So others bring down, you know, I think that Arizal is even machbid, that not even to make it on Shabbos. The different poskim of different minhagim, many a meiko, one can make a shechiyano during this time period of pre-chadash. If you could wait until Shabbos, then you should wait, but if not, some even think you could do it during the week. There's a shiloh of a shechiyano anyway today. Rav Moshe writes regarding, let's say, a pre-chadash, that today, and then he said this years ago, it's even more true today, that today we live in a global fruitopia. We get fruits all the time. You might have to pay a little bit more money for it in season. So therefore, Rav Moshe wasn't crazy about making shechiyano in general on a pre-chadash because you could get the pre anytime. Don't confuse this shechiyano with a different shechiyano. The shechiyano we make when on a yentiv, that's a shechiyano in Kedushas Hayom, that's a chiyav. The shechiyano we make on new clothes or new things, that's a minig. So therefore, Rav Moshe seems to be reluctant about making a shechiyano on a pre-chadash because that's way it's a simcha, you can get it all the time. Similarly, Rav Soloveitchik also said something similar regarding a beged chadash, that it used to be you when you it was special. You got a suit. You got one at your bar mitzvah at your wedding. That was it. Today in affluent North America, we buy suits all the time. We buy clothing. It's not the same excitement, and therefore, making a shachiyanu on clothes isn't that simple either. You know, maybe on a special, you buy a $1,000 suit, or you buy something out of ordinary. It really gives you simcha. Again, I'm not saying you can't, but Rav Moshe was a little reluctant regarding a pre-chadesh, and the rub by clothes. If you combine Rav Salavechim and Rav Moshe, it's only on something maybe a big purchase. So therefore, clearly, you know, to buy something you need during the 3 week period, that which you know something which isn't special, undergarments or a shirt, then perhaps you know it's not an issue because you wouldn't be making. Of course, best if you don't have to, don't buy anything. But things that you need and are not, and they don't require shachiyanu, there's more room to be lenient in terms of getting it if necessary, and better in the 3 weeks than in the 9 days or Shavua Shacholbo. And Rav Moshe talks about even if you assume that you, let's say, a new car, which is a very, very important purchase, even if you would make a shachiyanu on that, but he says, so even if you didn't make a shachiyanu, you can make a tova meita because that. Anything that you're doing is benefiting besides you, and you're buying it for you and your family, so therefore one is permitted. So again, so it's in general, the minhag is not to get married during this time period and not to listen to music, and you know, how far you take music, whether recorded music, acapulco, etc., those are differences among the post-gim. And regarding a shachiyanu, tov we zayar not to make one. However, some are make on Shabbos and some question, and those, if you're not making a shachiyanu, so then perhaps it's permitted, you know, if you need something, you need to take a small purchase and during the 3 weeks, that's something that doesn't give you the simcha, because as Rav Moshe and Rav Salavechi pointed out today, the things that we used to doesn't give us the simcha, global fruitopia and suits galore, so therefore many have admitted not to make shachiyanu anyway on these things all year round.